Hi, sweetie. I really am sorry to barge into your home like this. You see, I'm sort of in trouble. Oh, no. Nothing like that. At least, I don't think anybody's hunting me. That would be scary. Well, back to the moment. You might notice that I'm here in my Lamia form. Yeah. I was just getting lunch not too far from here when all of a sudden my charm ran out of magic again. Yeah, I barely made it out of sight this time, too. Just like the coffee shop. This is turning into a habit. I don't like it. The thing is, it's not recharging. Well, the charm thing. I think it's broken. You don't happen to have one lying around, do you? Of course not. Well, honestly, I have no idea what's happening. These charms are the only way we Lamias can blend into human society. They're supposed to be very reliable, and I've never had problems before. Oh, it's not that they're impossible to break, but it's not easy if you're not doing it on purpose. I really have no idea what could have happened to this one. Yeah. Anyway, do you remember the movie? Yeah. I had your address back from when I picked you up for that one time. I realized you were so much closer to me, to the lunch place, when my charm started failing. I didn't want to be out in the open for any longer than I had to be, so I just sort of, invited myself in. I'm not interrupting anything, am I? Okay. Sorry again to barge in. I thought about knocking, and then your neighbor came out to put the trash on the curb, and so I couldn't wait on the doorstep. Well, it wasn't easy, that's for sure. But, Lamias are naturally talented at stealth, so I managed to get here unseen, somehow. At least I'm pretty sure I did. Fingers crossed. It's fairly easy to tell when I am unsuccessful. Most people scream when they see me, so I'm pretty sure I did okay. Oh, no, that wasn't a jab at you at all, sweetie. I don't blame you for screaming when you saw my tail. Not at all. It's completely normal. If I'd never heard of a human and I'd never seen legs, I'd probably scream when I saw what looked like a tail split into two. I think. Long and short of it is, I need a place to stay. Yeah. I have someone I can call to come fix the charm or replace it, but it'll take a while to get here. Working with magic can be dangerous and conspicuous, so the knowledge isn't very widespread. They'll have to fly it in. Yeah. They might already be helping someone else, too. I don't know. I haven't contacted them. Blaine. Oh, sweetie. Lamias can do a lot of things, but flying is not one of them. I honestly don't know how long it will take. I don't want to force this on you, but honestly, it would be an enormous help. I would really owe you one. Oh, I wasn't expecting such an enthusiastic response. Is there a part of you that likes the idea of living under the same roof as little old me that much? Not at all. It's cute, really. And, you know, I never really expect someone to be eager to spend time with me. I mean, knowing what I am. That's a fair question. I'm not actually sure whether I would have shown you my tail on my own. I like to think that you would have won my trust over. You just ooze sweetness. Has anyone ever told you that? You're glancing at my tail an awful lot. No, I'm not offended. I'm blushing, actually. I'm happy you like it. Tell me, were you hoping to get wrapped up in it again? If I'm, staying here? Oh, that's definitely an enthusiastic yes. Well, how about you come over here then? I'll be happy to oblige. Oh, that's right. Just get comfortable. You know, I don't think I've told you this before, but it actually feels good for me too. There's just something delicious about coiling around a warm body. It's probably instinct. Maybe my feral reptilian impulses will kick in and I'll just gobble you up. You know I'm kidding. I couldn't possibly eat you. Even if I was okay with that sort of thing, you're one of those cakes that looks so good, you just couldn't bear to ruin it. Oh, look at you blush. Red is a good color on you, sweetie. Oh, it's true, you know. You're a fan of my true form, and it seems I'm a true fan of yours. Oh, boop. I'm so lucky to have met you. It was a pretty miraculous coincidence, if you think about it. Do you remember how we met? On that street corner, in front of that food truck. I was on my morning walk, and I decided to take a different path than usual. It was a beautiful day. If I remember correctly, you said you had been on your way to work when they suddenly called you, said that you weren't going to open that day, so you just popped in to get a bit to eat before heading back. Neither of us would have normally been there. Right? Then just as I was rounding the corner, you stumbled and got ketchup all over my new leggings. Don't apologize. No, baby boy. You said sorry enough times to last the rest of our lives. In the span of 5 minutes, you were so sweet. You even brought me some fries to make up for it. Oh, it's a good memory for me. Yeah, that's how I met you. I just knew I couldn't let you get away. I had the impulse to ask you out right then and there, but I decided to give you my number instead. Let you handle the timing on your own terms. I'm so glad I did. I wasn't expecting you to drop the L-bomb on me so soon. No, that's... I love you too. It means so much to me that you love me, in spite of me being a La Mia. Oh, all right. Fair enough. Not in spite of, then. Maybe because of? Thank you. Enjoying the coils? You're bedding them. It kind of tickles. This is fun. Say, do you want me to make us something to eat? I can cook up a mean grilled cheese. Oh, you're a cute little cuddle bug. Snuggle slut. All right then. Maybe later? We can stay like this for now. Oh, yeah. That definitely tickles. Stop. Oh, I'm so happy we found each other. I don't know that I really believe in soulmates, but you're more than I thought I could ever find. You're sweet. You're thoughtful. You're smart. You're cute. And you're accepting of me. Something I never expected to find. Don't do that. Don't sell yourself short. You are a catch. In fact, you seem to be my catch at the moment. Maybe forever? That's fine. I forgive you this time. Why don't you go ahead and relax back against me? And just watch out for that spot. Yeah. Oh, you can relax in my coils whenever you want to from now on, okay, sweet boy? You just say the word.